Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. I hope that you're having a great week and you're getting a chance to get out there and do some pretty amazing things with your camera or getting to process and print some images. I know for me, it's been a lot of fun to actually kind of get the studio cleaned back up, start to refocus in on some projects I have coming up. Pretty soon, I'm attending a photogravure printing workshop, so I'm pretty excited about learning a new historical technique, which is one of my favorite types of photographic printing processes. So for me, I know it's a kind of a good time in winter to refocus in on some of those things and get reset up for my creative practice. I also want to let you know that Lori, my partner in crime, who I've interviewed before and mentioned several times, and I, our studio is known as Silly Dog Studios. That's the name of our company up here in Langley, Washington. And Lori and I are getting ready to release a new website, actually, and some creativity workshops, and including some online classes. So I'll make sure I keep you informed on that and keep you updated on the newsletter and through the podcast so you can stay informed of what we have going on up here at the old Silly Dog Studios. This week, I wanted to talk to you about something that, for me, is pretty near and dear to my heart for understanding my own photography and my own photographic practice. And it's where I really find myself getting a big boost in my creativity and in my shooting. And that's in how I'm willing to challenge my own photographic practice. I think one of the things that happens to us when we feel like we're boxed in, trapped, stuck in a rut, frustrated, however you want to describe your experience with your own photography, that we, part of the problem there is that we're not pushing ourselves to be more than we can be. We're not pushing ourselves and we're not challenging ourselves. It becomes so easy for us in our photography and in our creative practice to fall back on what we already know. The ability to do what we already know because we do it well. So because we do it well, we feel like the reward comes from the fact that we're creating photographs that we like and photographs that we enjoy, and they're technically well done and they're processed well and they're printed well. The problem with that is that becomes stale to us. Part of our practice is continually evolving who we are as artists and pushing ourselves over and over and over again to become something more than we were yesterday. One of the things I remember hearing Joe McNally mention at a conference he was speaking at a number of years ago was that he considered himself a problem solver and that his real job was just to figure out problems and record them with a camera. He was talking about lighting and posing and some different elements like that, but I think that sentiment is critical to our overall mindset that goes into how we create our work. Because if you go in thinking about problem solving, that part of what we enjoy doing is figuring things out. If you think about the frustration you had when you first picked up your camera, or when you first started in the darkroom, or when you first got into Photoshop, or whatever tool you're in these days, the excitement from not knowing is what allows you to push through that frustration of, I don't understand how this works, or I don't know how to do this very well. And you take these huge strides forward as you figure things out. And as you get better and you get good, the strides become smaller, they become more incremental, the luster of the new wears off. And so what you're left with then is just kind of the rogue return to doing it over and over again. And like I said, you get successful photographs, it's a lighting pattern you're familiar with, it's something you can set up and do in a hurry. And that's great probably if you're in a hurry. But if you were trying to really push yourself, you were trying to become something more as a photographer than you were yesterday, that's going to require you to step outside of that box. That's going to require you to get outside your comfort zone. Being able to do one thing well is great, and it's important. And I think it's one of the things that drives us as photographers. And that being said, the other piece around that I think is critical is our own sensibilities of knowing that we're doing the same thing over and over again because it's easy. It doesn't mean that it's going to be a challenge, and it doesn't mean that it's going to be hard to take on new things and to push ourselves outside the boundary, but it's going to be different. And one of the things that creativity thrives in is pushing the bounds of seeing things differently. There's a reason why you flip a print upside down, or you work with a different camera, or you print in black and white instead of color one day, is it's teaching you to see differently. That difference is part of the creative practice. As I was thinking about my own photography and as I was thinking about the photography of people I work with, this is one of the things that, like I said early on, that I noticed, that I said earlier in this podcast that I noticed. This is one of the things, like I said earlier in the podcast, that I noticed about how people work is when we get good at something, we believe the reward is in that. As I looked at my own work, I realized I basically use the same processing, the same tools, the same techniques, the same lectures, the same notes, the same photographers for inspiration over and over and over again. And while some of them I think are worthy of returning to over and over again, I think it's important sometimes that we push ourselves in a new direction. And what that might mean is trying out a new camera. What that might mean is trying out a different processing technique. What that might mean is trying out a different piece of software or a different printing paper in the darkroom or a different process in the darkroom. And you have to accept the fact that you're not going to be good at it. You're not going to be great at it, that this is something you're going to be acquiring as a new skill set. But in that process, there's a satisfaction that's going to come from pushing the bounds a little bit. Those boundaries being pushed are going to spark a new interest in your own work, a new interest in your creative craft, and are going to come back and refuel the way you normally work. Because you are always shaped and altered by every creative practice and every creative act and every object and every person and every event you come through in your life. As you come through those events and as you work through those events, every one of those shapes you in some way, some of them more significant than others. Some of them are small, subtle changes. Walking through an art gallery and seeing a piece of art may not have a dramatic shift in the way you think about your own work, the way you create your own work, but it might subtly set the seed for an idea or a project down the road. Or you may have some significant shift in your life. You know, with the loss of my brother about 4 months ago, that's caused a dramatic shift in how I think about, approach, communicate, share, feel. Those are dramatic shifts, but each one of those has caused a ripple in the pond. Like I said, one's a bigger ripple than another, but all of those little events are ripples in the pond. And if we take that same concept of how do we then take those things that we interact with and allow them to push us in a new direction, allow us to try something different, where do we end up? And I think that's one of the other struggles I see when I'm working with my own photography, I'm working with my own people I mentor and teach, is that it's hard sometimes when you actually don't know the destination, you don't know where you're going. When you think about how some of the great events in life have been, and you hear people say, God, all I really want to do is just get in the car and drive. I don't want to know where I'm going. I just want to see where the road takes me. The reason for that is the destination sometimes creates in us an artificial expectation, an artificial anticipation of what's going to happen. And when that sets in, we've already decided. We don't have the chance to let the world unfold in front of us and see how it molds and shapes us. When we want to be pushed in a new direction, when we need to step outside that box, we need the ability to be pushed. We need the ability to be out there on the road, not necessarily understanding the destination and living with that uncertainty. That uncertainty is one of the things that helps drive us and create this push in us to move a different direction, to try a different thing, to step outside that comfort zone. So the thing I get asked when I talk to people about this, and when I look at my own work, you know, when I sit here at my desk trying to figure out how to do this is, well, how do I go about that? You know, I don't have the money to go buy new camera equipment. I'm not going to switch from large format photography to all digital. I don't want to sell my cameras. I don't want to give that up just for the experiment. So what are some of the things we could actually try and play with that would allow us to expand and push our photography, expand and push our creativity? I think one of the things you could do is if you do not attend galleries or photo exhibits, whether it be at cafes, you know, a lot of coffee shops have photography hanging for good or for bad, museums in the area, but make a conscious effort to go visit artwork if you don't. If that's the thing you don't do, you're not a person who goes to gallery openings, you don't go to museums, you don't go look at artwork, go spend a weekend and give yourself, just grab the local paper, and even if you're in a small town, just find every place, every coffee shop, every restaurant, every place that's got some art hanging, and go look at the art for the sake of looking at the art. I think you'd be surprised at how inspirational that might be to do something that is outside what you would normally do. If you're a person who always works in color photography, maybe try working in black and white for a while. know that you're not going to be great. You're not going to be a great black and white photographer because you don't necessarily see the world as a black and white photographer. But part of your job here is we're trying to just push a little bit in a new direction. We're trying to break us out of a rut and challenge our creativity to see something different. And maybe what you'll see is contrast or relationships between objects and shapes differently. I think you could also try, like I said, if you're a digital photographer, maybe try a different processing technique or tool. If you're always working in Camera Raw, maybe just try to do the same photograph in Photoshop. And what are the tools in Photoshop that do that? Or if you're solely a Lightroom user, maybe you download some other third-party tool or plugin and try that out and see how you can process with that. And not that it's going to create a new workflow. That's not the purpose of the exercise, is not to create and replace what you've already done. You've established a good routine, an ability to create amazing photographs, ability to relate to your work, an ability to process your work. This is about extending the experience so we can push the edges of that balloon and stretch it to be a little bigger. If you think of your creativity as that balloon, the more space the balloon has, the bigger the balloon is, the more oxygen there is to work with. So by pushing the bounds of that balloon, it's just going to make a big difference. So that's what we're looking for. We're not trying to replace and create ourselves as an entirely different kind of artist. We're trying to push ourselves in a way that we haven't been pushed before. If you're a photographer who's never printed, printing your work would push it that way. If you're a photographer who always processes your images, maybe you try to print them without processing and work on only the images that comes out of the camera. If you never crop, try cropping your photographs. If you always crop, don't crop your photographs. Take them as they are out of camera. Find a subject matter that you've never photographed before and spend some time photographing that. If you're not a landscape photographer and you only do portraits, go out and try to photograph some landscapes. Continue to think of them as portraits. How would you do a portrait of the Tetons if you live in Jackson, Wyoming? Think of how to apply what you already know to what you're attempting to do. And I think you'll be surprised at how much more you can get out of your own practice when you do that. Because like I said in the beginning, one of the things that I hear over and over again, and one of the things I find myself doing sometimes, is hearing things like boxed in, trapped, repetitive, redundant, doing the same thing. I've got a good workflow, but I just feel like I'm kind of mailing it in. Whatever that process is, that's what we want to extend. That's what we want to push to the side a little bit and allow a little more creativity to come into space. So I think if you sit down and really think about something you haven't done before and give yourself the freedom to try that, to get on the open highway, get on the open road with no destination in mind and just see where it takes you, and then reflect back and figure out what could I take from this experience and get it to apply into my own photography, into my own creative practice, and see where you end up. I think you'd be really surprised. I know for me, when I've worked this exercise and when I try these different things, it's pretty amazing how quickly I get a fundamental shift in my work, and it allows me to continue to find new ways to refine my workflow to continue to push me to be a better artist. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. You get a chance to get out there and spend time with loved ones, spend time with people you care about. Don't forget to make photographs of them. I hope you also get a chance to kind of finish that winter, if you're in the northern hemisphere, that winter kind of hibernation you do. Get everything cleaned up, get everything prepped as the rejuvenation of spring comes around. And if you're in the southern hemisphere, I hope you get a chance to get all the camera equipment cleaned up before the leaves start to turn and winter starts to set in down there, so you get to take advantage of that beautiful, beautiful summertime. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes. You can find us on Google Play or any place podcaster found. And we would love a ranking up there. If you could give it to us, that would really help us out. And I will see you next week.